I can hear your heart beating. I know you're in here, Bonnie. I just want to see who keeps visiting me, trying to steal my relic. I was placed here for a reason. To act as guardian. I'm just doing my job, Bunny. It's okay. Come on out. I promise I'm not going to hurt you. I only want to see the face of my visitor. Nothing more. Come on out, Bunny. The longer you drag this out, the angrier I get. You don't want to make things worse for yourself, do you? You can smell that distinct metallic-y scent that blood has. You're injured, Bun Bun. Let me help. You're only making yourself weaker by not coming out. And trying to escape, you've trapped yourself. Isn't that ironic? I was offering to do this the easy way, Bunny. I really, really was. But you're forcing my hand now. So, I'll ask you one more time since I'm feeling generous. Are you going to be brave? Show the Minotaur your face? Or are you going to make me drag you out from behind the wood-rotted couch, kicking and screaming? I'm surprised. I thought you would have taken the other chance. You've come into my labyrinth no less than 6 times. Only to run away scared each time. Whenever you start to get close, and I think maybe you're making progress, fear gets the better of you, and you start running away. Maybe you're trying to lure me into a chase. I don't really know. What I am sure of is that I'm not some mindless killing machine. I know I can have a conversation, but you didn't give me a fair shot, which means that I'm going to treat you with the exact same kind of respect that you've given me, Bun Bun. Stay still. I want to get closer. If you're going to make me look like some kind of an idiot who can't do her job right, I should at least get to see your face, right? Good, Bun. Look at you. So tiny compared to me. Barely coming up to my chest despite your height. You look much more imposing from afar. Getting up close makes me realize just how adorably tiny you are, Bunny. How cute. Who would have thought that the thorn in my side was so small? I thought you were going to be a much bigger problem than you're going to be. There we go. can easily pick you up and throw you over my shoulder, carry you back to where I sleep. I'm not going to give you a chance to slip away and return to the surface again. Regardless of how much kicking and screaming you do against me, feeling my abs underneath you, you're not going to be able to break free. Not before I've had a bit of fun with you. You've caused me so much trouble lately. That's the least you could do to make up to me. Running me ragged around this godforsaken maze. You never knew where you were going. It's clear you need to learn firsthand why you shouldn't mess with the bull, bunny. You're clueless, aren't you? Now you'll learn firsthand why you don't mess with the bull, bunny. It'll be good for you to suffer some consequences for your actions. I must say, you look good on your back, splayed out on top of my bed like this. I didn't think it was possible for you to look smaller, but here you are, dwarfed so easily by my bed, by my looming form. Really, everything in here is too big for you, isn't it? Such a fragile little thing. I don't know what on earth possessed you to think that you could handle it down here with the real monsters. But I'm thanking the stars you decided to listen to it. Oh, it was such a stupid move on your part. Traveling somewhere where you would be so much smaller than the rest of the population. Where you would be so much weaker. At least I got myself a precious bunny. It gets awfully boring when the only visitors you have are the ones trying to fight you. But you, bunny. You don't seem like the type that's going to fight me much, are you? No. That's just not in your nature, because you like how it feels leaning back. Your heart starts to beat faster as my much larger form towers over you, forcing you to crane your neck all the way up just to make eye contact. What an adorable bunny you are. Easily taking your wrists in just one of my hands, pinning you down. Oh, it's okay. That's just my knee you're feeling. Easily sliding between your legs, making sure you stay nice and still for me. Wouldn't want you to think that you can just go anywhere. After weeks of teasing, I finally have you right where I want you, Bun Bun. And for some strange reason, that doesn't make you feel scared, does it? You know it should make your blood run cold, but instead, it makes you feel excited. It's getting harder to ignore how mommy makes you feel, huh? Then maybe, just maybe, you shouldn't ignore it anymore. It always feels so much better to give in. See? Doesn't it feel better when you do what feels good? Don't have to deny yourself around me, bunny. Do what feels natural. Yeah, that's it. Run your hand along my abs. They feel nice, don't they? Can't pry your hands away, now can you? You don't have to, bun. It gives me an excuse to do this instead. Oh, yes. That's much better. The fabric was basically ruined anyways. You can always find another pair of pants off of one of the skeletons or something that litters this place. That's a problem for future you. Let's focus on the more pressing issue right now. Getting mommy's massive cock inside you and making her come. That sounds like a better use of our time, doesn't it? That's my good little bunny. So sweet for me. No, it's going to fit, Bun Bun. Doesn't matter how many times I have to dip just the tip in and out. Slowly opening you up for me. You're going to take every inch of my barbed cock, bunny. Yes, you are. That's your punishment for being such a tease all these weeks. Showing up only to run away. Trying to get me to chase you. Hiding from me and driving me insane. You are the only thing I could think of for weeks, Bun. People would visit me, and then I would let them down because it wasn't you. They would try to make deals with me, try to see the relic themselves, try to take a picture or draw it or anything, and I just wouldn't let them. I kept hoping it was you this entire time. That you would get the balls to just talk to me. Seems like I had to do it myself because you are way too shy, aren't you? Oh, it's so cute, Bun Bun. It barely makes any sense to be an adventurer who is more on the shy side. But then again, a lot about you doesn't make sense. Like, why would someone as tiny as you want someone as big as me inside your hole? It must feel really good to take me all the way, huh? I want you to look down, bunny. Do you see what I see? With every thrust of my hips against your sensitive little frame, you can see a bulge poke out of your stomach. That's how deeply you're taking me, Bun Bun. You're so fucking small compared to me that my cock pokes right out of your stomach. I can see how deeply I reach inside you. Wish I could let go of your wrist so that you could feel it, don't you? You're doing such a good job, bunny. Should see how your hole is stretched around me so tightly. You take me so well, even if it is a bit of a struggle. Oh, the pain from being stretched by something so large that's been quickly replaced by the pleasure of being stuffed to your breaking point, hasn't it? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's right, Bonnie. Just look at you, taking it so fucking well. Probably should have fucked you the first time I came down here. That way you wouldn't have played such a dangerous game with me. If only you had known that teasing the Minotaur would end you up right here. Laid on your back, legs spread as you take inch after inch of my cock, moaning as your stomach bulges with every thrust. You can't help but feel yourself getting closer, wishing you could reach down and touch yourself, wishing you could feel the bulge for yourself, wanting to reach out and grab something, only to be locked in place by me. Oh, fuck. Pinned by mommy's enormous form. My legs keep you from moving too much. That way you have to take what you're given. Wouldn't want you to start thinking that you can get more from this. You get what you're given, and that's what you are grateful for. Oh, after all, there are other ways of punishing you, bunny. Ways that aren't as fun. Would you like to be introduced to one of those methods instead? No, I didn't think so. This one is too much fun for you. Letting go, relaxing yourself. Enjoying how it feels to be taken. Can't help but lean into the pleasure and let out all those subtle noises you've been making. Oh, yeah. No reason to hold them back when mommy is the reason you're feeling so good. Didn't think taking something so big in your tiny frame would... Oh, fuck. I'd feel as good as it does. But here we are. Oh, yes. The barbs massage your inner walls as you squirm underneath me, trying to get friction, attention, anything. Oh, so greedy for pleasure. It's like you want more. Like what I'm giving you isn't enough. That's how you got yourself in this predicament, Bon Bon. If you didn't go above your pay grade, then you wouldn't be impaled on Minotaur cock, now would you? No. And it feels really fucking good to be fucked by me, doesn't it? Oh, that's alright, bunny. You can't get enough of mommy's cock, can you? Happily rocking yourself against me. Oh, that's it. That's a good bunny. Making mommy feel so good. Keep it up. Just like that, yeah. You're going to make sure that you come on my cock without any help. You come on my cock or you don't come at all, understand? You like the sound of that, don't you? I'm going to teach you to be a proper bunny and come on my bullcock whenever I want you to. shouldn't even let you return to the surface at this rate. Oh, keep you chained in my room. Right on top of the bed. Use you as my personal cum dump. That would probably make you happy, wouldn't it? Oh, you can't lie to me, Bun Bun. Not without your hole just happily squeezed around me. So fucking tight, bunny. That's it. Taking me so well. You love how mommy's cock makes you feel, don't you? No. Say it. Say, I love mommy's cock. It sounds so fucking sexy coming from you, Bun. Say it again for me. Oh, what a good bunny. Making mommy so happy. Can't even wrap your legs around me to bring me closer. I barely have to press down to keep you still for me. Never thought that feeling so small, that feeling so weak would make you feel so good, did you? Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. So. Bun Bun. Oh, you're doing so good. Getting closer to the edge. Want you to focus on that. On the pleasure you're feeling. I want you to get as close as mommy. I know you can do it. You're not going to disappoint me when you're so close, are you? Oh, fuck. Oh, that's it. That's it, bunny. Haven't told me it's too much or you can't handle it. Instead, rocking against me, trying to make the bulge inside you bigger. Oh, such a size, Queen Bunny. The closer you get, the more adorable you are. Trying so hard to hold off. Trying your best to be a good bunny for mommy. You want to come with me, don't you? Oh, it's a good thing mommy wants to come too, then. Why don't we both let go, Bun? You can do it. I know you can. Oh, fucking close. Be a good bunny and come with me. Let go. You can do it. Come with mommy. Fuck. No, that's it. That's right. That a bunny took everything mommy gave you so well. Have you learned anything, Bun? No, Bunny. That is not what you were supposed to get out of this. This is supposed to be an educational experience for you. That way you don't make the same mistakes again. Since you need my help, I'll spell it out for you. What you have learned is that if you are going to go round to places like this, you have to do a better job of being sneaky. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself in a predicament much worse than this. You're lucky that mommy was feeling nice. This could have gone so much differently if I was feeling it. You just happened to be so tiny and cute. I couldn't help myself. That isn't always going to be the case around here. While some monsters are like me and would think you're adorable, others would see you as an easy meal. It would be sad to see such a cute Bun Bun come to an end. So take my advice. Watch out for yourself, bunny. No one else is going to.